This week on Not Just Another Sex Podcast.
For my 30th birthday, the last thing we talked about on that bucket list was that mile high thing. And so I gave myself 30 orgasms for my 30th birthday. Well, every year for my birthday, I give myself that number of orgasms that day, right? So for my 30th birthday, I do 30, but I did it on a plane. I didn't do all 30 on the plane, but I did like two or three because it was my first time in a first class. I had planned everything. I had ordered my toys, baby. So I had a vibrator that plugs up like a USB drive to charge it. So I was able to charge it on the plane.
Okay. Okay.
And because, you know, you have your cocoon because you're in the business in the first class now.
You got a curtain?
Girl, I had a door.
Oh, okay.
I had a door.
Real privacy.
And the seat, you know, for those flights turned into a bed.
Yeah.
So she handed me that cover. Them lights went out when I tipped. You talk about ain't no, you talk about here in the home of electricity, baby.
Hey, sugar. You're listening to Not Just Another Sex Podcast. I'm your host, Samaya Burton. I've been a hands-on sexual educator for over 5 years through my company, Sexual Essentials. So I can tell you that being an adult absolutely has its perks. But now let's talk about just how hard adulting really is. Whether you're healing trauma, building healthy relationships, or figuring out how to create your own happiness, the truth is you may feel like you don't know what you're doing, but you're here now, and that's enough.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to Not Just Another Sex Podcast. My name is Samaya, and I'm your host, and thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. So, first, we are going to start off with a review. This one says, Life Affirming from Patty Rizzo. The way this podcast does not have a religious background, but has become my new space for healing since I left the church. My healing over sexual trauma had many strings attached when it came to the church and religion. Samaya's work is not afraid to address healing and learning into the freedom and self-understanding that comes from embracing your sexuality. That's where it seems the journey comes full circle. Thank you for being essential in my healing that finally feels like there's a pathway of completion. Pun intended. Thank you. Thank you so much. You guys, I have, so the other night I actually went through, I told you guys, I read every review, and I had waited a little bit to read them. So it was like 10 new ones and I was in there bawling. Okay. When you guys leave these reviews, it just lets me know that what I'm doing is not just for me. It's working. I'm in my purpose. And it's just, it's a level of validation that I need. I do. I need to know that it's working and that I'm helping people. And when you guys leave this review, leave these reviews, it does that. So thank you. Thank you very, very, very much. So we have a guest today. We have two guests today. Okay. And I'm really excited about this episode. We have Ayana and Cassandra here from Paradise and Vibe. Is it Paradise and Vibe Travel? Like what?
Just Paradise and Vibe.
Just Paradise and Vibe. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm super excited to have you guys today. And we're going to have you guys introduce yourselves in just a minute, but we're going to start off just kind of like easing, a little foreplay, if you will. We start off the show with the adult tip of the day. And the adult tip of the day is like a little 5 minute segment because I don't know about y'all, but you look around and if somebody was like have a heart attack right now, they would be looking at us to be like, do CPR or, you know, like just, you know, what do I do if this happens? Like you can't always just call your parents sometimes, like people are calling you now. And so this segment is just to give you one little tidbit, whether it be a My Therapist Says or a life hack or some type of quote to just, I adulted today. Something to remember. So today's adult tip of the day is that travel is not really about leaving our homes, but leaving our habits. Pico Liar. So.
Ooh.
I love it.
You like that?
That was delicious.
Yeah. I got to use that. Yeah. That was delicious. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that as well. And I realize every time that I go somewhere else, it's really about me just opening up my mind to something new, to having accountability over the fact that we put ourselves in boxes sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I love traveling. I do. It reminds me that like whatever's going on here in my life is actually very small. Like it's very much so a drop in the ocean, you know? So yeah, you guys have anything to say about that one?
I've been thinking about travel and movement and how they're kind of interconnected. Mm-hmm. So I'm a yoga teacher and I've been practicing for about 11 years now. And I've really been trying to hone into why I love it so much. And it's the movement aspect. And so through physical movement, you can access inner alignment. So as you align your physical body, you align your internal body.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing kind of with travel, because with travel, you're moving your physical body, your emotional body through time and space. So right. As you move, you heal. Like there's this really popular quote. I think it came from the book, The Body Keeps the Score. But movement is the medicine. Because through movement, you can realign and align. And it's the same thing with travel.
Yeah. I feel that. That's real. Yeah. Like whenever my best friend is a physical therapist, and so he's always on us, like, stretch this and move that.
Yeah.
And we don't realize that, for example, physical therapy or movement period, like a lot of times we're getting old because our body got old, not because we're old or anything else, but like even when it comes to like just meditating, your lungs are not being used. And that's why you can't breathe at 50, like, or 30 or 40. It's like your normal day-to-day activities do not allow for your body to work fully. And so you have to, again, adulting, find the balance in hitting all the things and having your routine really is everything. Like, how are you going to make time to move today? Like, yesterday I didn't have time to work out, so I went and shot basketball for an hour. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's perfect. That's fun. That's
look, you got a shot on you?
I had a little something. That flipped that damn tire. And so I was so tired, but I felt good. And my body was hurting when I woke up. And so it did what it needed to do. And like Cassandra said, I like fun. I hate being bored. Yeah. So, you know.
As an Aries, you're Aries. I get it. All about having fun.
Big-ass kid.
Yes.
Okay. So our next one is the Twitter Talk. So Twitter Talk is kind of like, I'm not going to lie to y'all, this is a very spiritual ass podcast, very much so. We talk about things that matter, but I do understand that sometimes, like, you don't want everything to be deep, and then also some things can be like, well, I don't feel that way, and I feel that way. And so this segment helps me, this is my little tea part, and it also pays homage to Black Twitter, because Black Twitter, no matter what, whether you're talking about Twitter or X or whatever the hell they call it now, or Instagram or whatever, you see tweets. Yep. Are the one thing that made it from TikTok to Instagram to this to that and everything else. And so I love that, because that was really us. It was the culture. It was us that did that. So the Twitter Talk today is about, I don't know if you guys saw on Instagram where, like, you know, they have it like in your stories. It'll say post a picture from so-and-so, and then you could tap it and it'll go to your page. Like, so if you see somebody post, you could tap it and then you post yours, right? And so it said, post a picture outside of Miami, DR, Mexico. Bet y'all skip this. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like the bet y'all skip this, because it makes it seem like you're less than. And I know nobody's thinking about it that hard but me. I can't help
no,
it.
No, actually, I either participated or was about to participate. And I had that same thought. But then I did another one about that. I bet you skip this. And it had nothing to do with travel. It was something else. But they're just doing bet you skip this. And I was like, but I had just saying that your thought of it kind of having a nasty energy. I felt that too.
I hate that sentence. All the places that I posted, I just put my location over it so you ain't see that sentence.
It was something about post yourself in nature, bet y'all skip this or something like that. And I posted myself on the beach.
I hate the bet y'all skip this. But to my point, I think that when people say skip DR Mexico and things like that, if people post and not that I'm analyzing that part, but it makes it seem as though the only places y'all travel to are Mexico, Miami, and things like that. And that's a two-sided coin for me. Yes, a lot of people go to those places because, to be honest, a lot of people don't know a lot of places to go. Every place, and I say this all the time, you guys, every place that I went to that was outside of those normal places, I found from a picture on Instagram. I was like, oh, I don't know where that is, but I want to go there. And then if I couldn't get there, I put it in a folder to remember. And so I think there's sometimes there can feel like it's a shame for not knowing a lot of locations, but I grew up landlocked in St. Louis, and my family was not well traveled like that. Like, we went on road trips to like Arkansas and shit like that. And that's fine. That works, but you don't have to act like you know everything. Like, the first time when I went to Bali, I didn't know where I was going. Like, I was there, and at the time I was married, and he's like, where are you going? I was like, oh, I'm going to Bali. He was like, where is that? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of the places, like Maldives, I didn't know actually where I was. I know the flight got me there. And so I don't think there has to be a shame in a level of ignorance. Like, I learn while I'm there. I will learn when I'm there. I'm going to go on the tour and I'm going to find out all the things. But, you know,
Feels like there's a tinge of anti-Blackness. I feel like sometimes when we start to frequent places and we go certain places, then other people who want to feel like they're better than others, specifically other Black people, they attach some sort of negative connotation to the space. So, for instance, Miami was glamorous to go to until everybody started going. A lot of Black people started going, like, 2010 plus, and now all of a sudden Miami is like a shame. But no, because I went to Art Basel this year. That's December, and a bunch of billionaires congregate in Miami in December to buy art. So it can't be that like negative or nasty if billionaires decide that that's where they want to go in December to buy their art and hang out. So I don't know. Those places, as people who coordinate travel, there's benefits to going to those places. Number one, the time zone change. When we coordinate our trips, we have to consider that in our programming. We may not be able to do as many activities that we could do because we have to fly 12, 15, 20, 30 hours and people need a rest period. So we strategically pick places that are in similar time zones or that have a shorter flight. Also, the financial impact. Everybody doesn't have $1,500 to $2,000 to $3,000 to drop on a flight to a destination, but you can get to Mexico for oftentimes less than $500. There's nothing shameful in that. People deserve to expand and travel and explore. There's nothing wrong with that. So, yeah, those are my opinions and thoughts. It's a little deep, like you said, but I think
we are who we are.
Yeah. I think the shame, I'm like, why try to find shame in everything? Shame in travel. Just, it's like, for what? Why?
Just stop going during spring break. That has nothing to do with Black people. Right. Do your ass going when all the college kids is going.
Right.
Okay. So yeah, so that's our, and also I think, the last part is like kind of like a fear mongering thing where they make it seem like sometimes people are going to places that they've heard of because they feel safer there. And especially with, and I understand a lot of countries are actually safer than America, right?
Yeah.
But when you are, you know, for me, I'm a Black woman. I'm you know, not alone, but I'm, I guess, single. And when I travel certain places, I'm not with my child. So I am thinking from a safety aspect all the time. Mm-hmm. So it sounds good to say, oh, you could solo travel and things like that. We're going to get into that. But if it's your first time, those people, their fears are valid. And I hate when people invalidate how someone else is feeling. Let me confront what you're feeling like, hey, I totally understand that. Da, 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 da. This is a location that's actually very similar to Miami, but you can kind of stretch out here or whatever. So sometimes people's box is because they're scared and they do have a valid reason to be scared in this, you know, country. If you've never been nowhere else, you, you know, so all right. So we'll get into the topic. But before we do, I would love for you guys to introduce yourselves individually and also chime in and tell the listeners about Paradise and Vibe so that way they can understand who we're dealing with before we get into these topics.
Okay. Yes. Hello. My name is Ayana, also known as The Yoga Bay, and I am one half of Paradise and Vibe.
I'm Cassandra McConnell. I am one half of Paradise and Vibe. I'm an entrepreneur and Atlanta-based real estate agent as well as real estate investor.
Okay, investor. Okay. I love that.
That sounds so sexy.
Look here, making money always sounds sexy to me. At this point, it's just like, all I hear is freedom, 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 you know? So I'm so excited. So I met Paradise and Vibe. Sometimes I'll switch back and forth through Medina from Cocktails. You guys know her episode was actually my first one to go viral. So when I started the podcast, because she was moaning with her sexy voice into
shout
my
out to Medina.
Okay, shout out to Medina.
Look here from Cocktails Dirty Discussions. So make sure that you guys click the link below. They have some get to know you cards that I really like. They're actually my favorite ones. Whenever I go travel now, I take those cards.
I have those cards too.
They had to give me another one because I had used them so much. They were like, yes, I love those cards. I know they got a lot of cards out, but their deck is like really big. And like, you could play it with your boo or with your girls. Look here, save me some space in this bag, because baby, I'm bringing all this luggage. So but shout out to her. But she introduced us, and I really love it when people can say like, you guys would align really well, because like, we were sitting up here talking for hellas before this episode started. So we're going to bring everybody else in. So I would love to know, how did your relationship with traveling start?
Oh, that's a really good one. So Cassandra and I were both flight attendants. Cassandra's way shorter than me.
Yeah. But I don't do well working for people.
But, But I would say that that was probably like my honest, true first time, like really, really seeing the world. Mm-hmm. And I noticed how my perspectives would change, like with different countries and different places that I would go. And then one thing that I learned is that there's this through line, like no matter if there's a language barrier or a food barrier or the differences, like you can still, to be able to still communicate with someone who doesn't speak your language proves that we really use more than just verbal language to communicate.
For sure.
And that's when I noticed like how similar everyone really is. Like even if we are divided by language or age or race or many of other things, like humanity is a through line and there's always something that I can relate to in someone that doesn't look like me or doesn't speak my language. Yeah. And so I wanted more of that.
I love that.
For me, it started in childhood. I'm a Sagittarius, so I feel like I was born with it. I watched, just before there was social media content, travel content, I would watch the Travel Channel. I would watch anything. Like I watched 007 is one of my favorite movies, like that series, because they would literally travel to these exotic destinations that I really never heard of. So originally it started from watching that. I used to watch the lifestyles of the rich and famous. Yeah. And what I was the most enchanted by wasn't necessarily their like material possessions, was that they had this freedom to travel. So, after I graduated from college, shouts out to the University of Georgia. I read the book, The 4-Hour Work Week. Mm. And that book transformed me. I was like, oh my God, this is, I want to live mini retirements. I want to travel around the world. I want to live in other places for, you know, a month to 3 months. And
you want just to go on holiday.
Yes. Like I want to be on a holiday. So it took a while to get there. I explored different routes. I started a boutique and thought that that was the route. I became a flight attendant. I thought that was the route. And fast forward to 2018, when I became a real estate agent, that afforded me the flexibility and the freedom to pursue travel. And then in 2020, when we started Paradise and Vibe, I really got to expand. Not only was I able to travel for leisure, I was now able to travel for work in a way that I wanted to and where I had all the control. I could curate the experience and the vibe. And I feel like I have amazing taste. So now I get to share my taste with everybody. That I just love right. it. I love it.
That Venus in Capricorn is being fed, okay? She's like, I get to travel, the luxury, and yes. all this. I love that for you.
Supreme alignment.
I really love the fact that you hit on that you had to figure out how to get to that place yeah. and not settling in it. Because I think a lot of times people are afraid of starting over 1,000 times. And if you don't, you're not going to get the life that really fits you, you know? So like use those things to, mm-hmm. you know, is that how mm-hmm. you guys met? It from being travel agents? I mean, not travel, flight attendants together?
No, ironically. No, we went through a mutual friend who's yeah. actually Black Twitter famous.
Oh, really?
CCATL.
Okay.
Oh,
CCATL. You know, she was in there. She was in Cocktails Live Show. I think the year that I first did their Cocktails Live Show.
Oh, Mixed Signals.
Yes.
I was a part of Mixed Signals. We opened up for.
You probably remember me. I was on a stage giving head to a dildo.
No. I did not see that segment.
Okay. Well, we'll have a girls' night. We'll catch you up. So my relationship, so this is a journal and personal podcast. So like I use the guests that we interview to, use you guys as a jump board to tell my story. And so my story with traveling, really started like when I was younger. We did not travel a lot at all. Like I have, it's five of us, like brothers and sisters and then my parents. And so now I understand that it gets expensive once you start adding people. So I get it. Like one person, okay, but then you like, oh, all my kids gotta go. I can't like leave half with grandma and then take my two favorites, like things like that. So I get it. So I understand. But my dad had a love for like camping and outside. So I grew up like at resorts that had like RVs and stuff like that. And like from this adult perspective, understanding the price range, I see now that because it was so many of us, they would end up kind of like spending what one person would spend on like one trip now. And then like just we were like, I grew up in St. Louis. So we were driving to Arkansas, like Mississippi and things like that. But that used to be, I used to be so excited, so happy. and just I saw that like the energy was just better then. And so like I've just always been a person where it feels good is where I go. Mm-hmm. And so it made me want to do more. But also I have like I have a pretty dark background. So like when it came time to college, I wanted to go as far as I could go where my parents could not get to me in like the same day. Like they would have to plan mm-hmm. to get to me. And so, I applied to FAMU. I had never seen it or anything. I just went, thought I was going to get some palm trees and shit. That's a lie. But shout out to FAMU. A vibe, but I started there, and then I used to use like my financial aid, and like I didn't really party during the year. I would use my financial aid and save that for spring break. So like whenever mm-hmm. financial aid check I got, I would just go ahead and book whatever for spring break. Mm-hmm. And before that, I would make friends with people that lived somewhere different than me. So like in Florida, a whole bunch of people in Florida, and I had never seen a beach before I went to college. So I would never go home on the holidays. I would just make a friend mm-hmm. or let me get a boo and. All right, can I go home with you for Thanksgiving? They're like, you don't want to go home? Oh, no, it's fine. And so I would travel through other people like that. And then I got an opportunity to study abroad. And so I worked like 3 jobs one summer, saved all that money, and then did the study abroad thing. And I lived in Brazil for 6 months.
Wow. My best friend lived in Brazil for 6 months.
What city?
At study abroad. I think Sao Paulo.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I did Fortaleza.
Wow.
And speaking of like places that are like Miami, I loved Fortaleza, Brazil because it was just like Miami.
Yeah.
It was just like Miami. Mm-hmm. So like my apartment was like, I'm talking about right across the street from the beach. Like I was incredible. Sitting in the window. It was amazing. And so I was spending the same amount in college there by living in another country and coming in under and just able to have so much more flexibility. It was the best shape I was in my life. I got into yoga. Like it was the best experience ever. I came back to get married, which was crazy, but I guess it was just a part of the experience. Look at Cassandra's looking like, girl, how? But that was my introduction to travel. And then ever since then, I've just always, whenever I got lump sums of money, I would put it towards a trip. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I just have to make enough to afford the freedom to travel. And so I started a business because I was like, my regular job is not really doing that. And mm-hmm. so I started Sexual Essentials. And I went on tour before a lot of the podcasts are going on tour now because it was before COVID. So mm-hmm. I was telling you, we were doing the like oral sex classes and stuff like that with like mouth master class stuff. So like we would go to different cities and I just wanted to go because I had never been to those cities, but I was using the class to fund the city. So I would break even, but mm-hmm. I got to see a new location. Mm-hmm. So I've just always like, how can I make something pay for itself? That's always been my thing.
Yeah. 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 Smart girl.
So that was my introduction. So a lot of people think that travel has to be expensive, and I love a luxury experience, don't get me wrong, but I also appreciate starting from the beginning. Like in Brazil, I used to stay in a lot of hostels and things like that, and like backpacking, or how can I get just my small suitcase on my carry-on and things. So I want you guys to talk about your experience maybe with building up to this luxury experience.
So it gets a little funny, like the concept of luxury is the way I look at luxury is different. Like I don't look at luxury as like a thing. Luxury for me is about like freedom, time, and experience. So I think when we first started off, Paradise and Vibe, we were really committed to just making sure that our participants or whoever was signing up for a retreat, we made sure that the value was there. But then Cassandra could probably speak on this better because Cassandra is like, I mean, as you can see.
What?
Like, she's a luxury girl, you know?
Mm. To me, this is luxury. I'm very much so like you. Like, I want the freedom. I want the chill. And we're going to get to this. Like, I want to know how you guys' travel experience have changed over the years. I used to be a person that's like, oh, pack all my rubies and pack all my good clothes and my good hit, like everything. And now I'm like, baby, throw them clothes that I was going to wear because I want to feel like I'm living my life. And there sometimes are experiences where you want to go for something extravagant and things like that. But most times you still have to work on trips or things like that. I want to live with the people. Like I want to live like that. Like whatever I was going to wear at home is what I'm bringing. Like I'm in my workout clothes and don't get me like wrong. Like it's going to be cute and it's going to be fashionable or whatever. But I don't want to be uncomfortable the entire time of the trip that I can't relax and enjoy what's going on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so To me, this is how I want to be when I travel or go to the airport or whatever. It looks like I blend in. I'm used to this. I'm not, you know what I mean? So to me,
trying too hard. Yeah.
To me, that is luxury, that freedom, that this is my life. This is I've created a life that I love. To me, that's luxury. So, Cassandra, how do you feel about, like, what is your experience with, leading up to your luxury experience, or like, how have you possibly balanced, like, okay, I'm gonna go to this far place, but then I'm gonna stay in maybe like this type of hotel instead of the, or, you know.
It's changed. Obviously, when you're younger, you don't have as much money, or at least in my experience, I didn't have as much money. So my early travel and really where I was able to expand internationally was when I was a flight attendant. While I was grateful for the experience, for me, I really wanted longer, more immersive experiences. Mm-hmm. For instance, when we were just in Brazil, we actually did a favela tour. And the very first international trip I ever took was when I was a flight attendant with Delta, and I went to Brazil. Mm. So going back 10 years later to the day almost, being in Brazil 10 years later and seeing two different versions of myself and how much I've grown and even my perspective. I remember going to Brazil then and actually feeling like sad for the people there because my thinking was so limited. I remember, gotcha. You know, going and be like, oh my God, people live so differently than us. This is horrible. And because now it's 10 years later and I've traveled and I've realized that our way of living is not always the right way. It's not even the best way, if you ask me. So through travel, my thinking and how I relate to people and my perception has greatly expanded. But to get back on topic and specifically answer that question, I've moved into more of a curated experience. I want to have immersive experiences. I just love being surrounded by beauty. So I don't have to necessarily be in a 5-star hotel, but I want to be immersed in an aesthetic. So for instance, if I'm in Morocco, I want to stay in accommodations that reflect what it's like to live in Morocco or what it was like to live in Morocco pre-current era. So for instance, we actually camped in Morocco. We did a glamping experience in the desert. We stayed at this amazing place called La Paz. I worked so hard to get us in La Paz. It took so much work, but the aesthetic, it was no electricity. Everything was candlelight, no doors. It was how Berbers lived before now. And it just felt, there was no, Ayana brought up, there was no sound of electricity.
And that means at night, it was probably like a beautiful sky because there's no lights bothering it.
It's beyond light pollution. It's more about how deafening and delicious, like, true silence is. So with electricity, there's always a hum. There's always a hum with electricity around. You haven't experienced true silence until you've been in an area where there is no electricity, there's no Wi-Fi, there's no hum. It's almost, have you guys ever done like a deprivation?
A silent retreat.
No, like a deprivation tank?
No.
No, what's that?
I can't explain how this silence felt. It's you can feel the silence. You cannot hear anything. There's no hum. And it's almost like an induced meditation.
I've been studying about like frequencies, and they were talking about the frequency of the earth itself. Like it actually has a sound.
It does. So, the Schumann's resonance.
Give it to me, because I'm like, I don't know how to say that.
But I was looking it up, and they were saying like the natural frequency of like the earth itself is like 7 point something. And so they were saying like when you hear the ocean or you hear birds or certain things, it fits within that frequency. And that's why those sounds are so calming to us. Almost like when a baby lays on its mom's heart, for us, our heart is in the earth. And so it's like... I absolutely get that. I definitely want to find a silent retreat because I heard about it on a different episode. And so I was like, okay, I think I've gotten in touch with myself enough that I can like get to that just place of like mystical orgasmicness from sitting with self that now I'm ready to like, I could probably like a day. Like
that's
a
silent, omen.
You know.
That's an omen. She's been trying to push us to do a silent retreat.
Oh, like, look at that. You're supposed to be in my life.
I, And what where it really spawned from was our retreat in Morocco. People ask us this all the time, like, what's your favorite retreat? And it's so hard to say because each retreat has like a certain experience that you just, it's a livable thing. You'll never forget it. One of the most defining moments in my personal life was being in the middle of the desert and Medina is here and maybe you can attest this, but being in the middle of the desert and not hearing a hum or a buzz. And not only that, but when you think about silent retreats, you can still hear cars, you can still hear birds. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the desert, there is no sound. And until you experience no sound, you like, it's almost the equivalent of like peace. Mm-hmm. Like you can definitely feel what peace is by being in complete silence. So I challenge you, if you want to do a silent retreat, find one maybe out in Sedona, maybe out in the middle of nowhere.
I'm gonna find one with y'all.
I'm glad my ace over here was like, okay.
I'm like, that's an omen right there.
She said it was an omen. That was it. You know, I really was fucking with y'all before the episode started. So I'm just like feeding to it more because y'all saw my chart. When I like something and it feels good, I've learned what it feels like when I'm in alignment and when I'm supposed to be somewhere. And when I tell you, I got a whole little episode curated. I'm going to tell you how I play together, but you know, one thing at a time. Another hack I want to mention for me, I used to go on cruises and I know a lot of cruises get a bad rep, but when you're trying to do something cost effective, a cruise is really good because like you can, what you just have to focus on is when you get there and they drop you off to wherever, go somewhere else, like go into the city, immediately go. Don't eat at them Americanized restaurants and the shit they didn't build. Mm-mm. Go somewhere else. And also sometimes it's more cost effective to see multiple locations. Yep. So like when I went to Greece, a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know you could go. Girl, we have to talk after this.
I'm like, I cannot wait. Oh my God.
When I went, I got to see so many islands and I told you, I'm very ignorant on my way to a place because like, look, I'm just trying to get there. Mm-hmm. I will take the tour when I get there. I didn't realize Greece was a whole bunch of islands. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it's like, girl, that girl ain't, I didn't know. I'm not about to sit here and act like I did. I still got there and I learned when I got there and I was like, okay, so, what's the one that's all white?
Mykonos, I believe. Or Santorini.
Santorini. Or I thought that like that was it, right? And I was like, I want to go to the white city. So when that boat had pulled up and I didn't see no white, I was like, we had the wrong place. They was like, baby, it's multiple islands here. I said, okay.
Are we going to go to the one with the white?
We went to all of that. But I just was like, you know what? This doing a cruise was really good because also you can do an international cruise. You don't have to take the cruise from the U.S. Like you can, that allowed me to see Venice and then you plan your trip around it where your layover sits in another. So now it ain't got good. So like, we'll talk about my birthday trip in a second.
I actually have.
Go ahead.
That same trip basically planned with my grandma next year. I'm not a cruise girl. I remember Ayana tried to get me to go to Abraham Hicks cruise and I was like, no girl, because I have really bad motion sickness.
Okay.
So, but it's my Nana. So
whatever she wants, I'll throw it for you, baby.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. And I loved it because the cruise included the flight and it gave us a free flight. It's through the Mediterranean. We're going to Jerusalem. Where Jesus was at, y'all. I'm so excited about that.
That's incredible. I'm the old lady still.
Like, oh my God. We're going to Greece. Okay. We're going to Italy. We're going to Turkey. We're going to Egypt. I've already been to Egypt with my grandma.
I went to Egypt and I'm sorry, but it was the ghetto for me.
It was so, oh my God.
I don't even want to say the ghetto because the ghetto got like fish plates and barbecue and like a good vibe and like some Kool-Aid cups. This did not have that. It was a lot of Habibi, you want to buy this baby? You sexy. Like,
oh yeah, it was very much giving.
I did not understand. And so, so let me bring it back. So my 30th birthday, I went through this moment where I realized I was scared to spend money because I had always went through cruises. I had always went through, let me stay at the hostel. Let me, you know, things like that. And I would find ways to find the aesthetic on a really good budget. Mm-hmm. But I already had $1 million company at that time. So it was like, why have you not spent any money? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know what? Let me look at my bucket list because I don't have to wait till I'm retired to do my bucket list. And so I was like, what's on my bucket list? I had never been to Africa at all, like any of the places there. I wanted to skydive in Dubai. I love skydiving, but I wanted to do it there because you could see like the palm thing over. I had never taken a first class flight. I hadn't joined the Mile High Club. I had never had an orgasm in the air.
Hey.
And I wanted a camper van. That was my bucket list for my life, right? And so I realized I could do all of those things. And so I had, it was, I believe I turned 30, 2020. I turned 30. 2021 I turned 30. That February, I put in the order for my van, right? So it was getting built. During that time, then in March, I went to Egypt, but I stopped. I did my layover in Dubai. So that way I could do the skydiving from there. I was 3 pounds overweight, so they did not let me do it. Mm. We'll get into the way that they are with women in other countries later. But I did that, and then I went to Egypt afterwards. And so when I went to Egypt last, I saw what it looked like when a country has very strict boundaries, like Dubai, where you're not allowed, you ain't allowed to own no land, baby. You always a guest. Like, unless you live there.
You can't even spit gum on the ground there.
Oh, baby, you going to jail.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't take no gummies, no drugs, no, like, nothing. And then
go to jail.
Look here. And then I went to Egypt, where I saw that I thought I was going to see all these, like, black people. Like, and I know I ain't the darkest, but I thought I was darker than a lot of people there. And I was like, okay, this is what a country looks like when they let everyone in and everything. Like, and so I didn't know enough at that time. So I saw Aswan, Egypt as well.
Oh yeah, down there, they dark though.
And that was beautiful. But because I was with a travel group, I didn't understand. And that's usually how I sometimes go to a location first, because they'll plan everything for you.
Yep.
And so I went, and I didn't realize there were other places that were more beautiful, in my opinion, in Egypt. Yeah. But I was with where there was a lot of poverty, and the buildings were literally, like, there was kids, like, literally, like, starving. That made me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was so, ooh.
The pyramids, like, yes, the pyramid pictures were beautiful, but the people around it, they were just, and I did not feel comfortable as a woman. Like, and I was covered. Like, I was covered. I felt like if I was by myself, what was going to happen? I don't like that feeling. So Egypt was a weird experience for me. And I know I do understand that I have to go back and do it in a different way, but I'm glad I got that experience. But to the point, with that bucket list, now I've transitioned into van life, right? And so van life has really tested me as well, because when I first got the van, it was like, I wish I could do this full time. Well, bitch, watch your jazz for it, because the universe is listening. And so now I've transitioned into van life full time, because I've put my life savings into this, the media company and the creatives and things like that. And now I have that opportunity, this transition where I'm living full life van life. And it's been so beautiful, really accepting and understanding that it's never been about the stuff. And so I got a reality check with life at this time, because it was like, well, I'm homeless. And it's like, that's not true. Mm-hmm. That's not true. You're victimizing yourself. That's not true. And it's valid that this is a difficult transition. It's valid how you got here is a difficult transition. But I finally invited, like, my friends over, and I made them spaghetti. And it was just like, do y'all want to come over for dinner? And they pulled up. I had pulled over to a rest stop, and they had a cute little view, and I made them spaghetti, and it was the best spaghetti I ever made.
It was just so beautiful.
It was so beautiful. And I was like, you know what? There's something to simplicity in travel and luxury minimalism and being able to live everywhere. And I own nothing. You know what I mean? It really has challenged me to what do I value?
Yeah.
What do I really value? You know? And so it's been very transformative. So I would love to transition into solo travel with you guys. So what has solo travel looked like? Because you guys travel with a big group of people all the time. Mm-hmm. But what has your experience been with your solo travel?
The first time I ever solo traveled as an adult, was like as a grown adult, was to Dominican Republic. Actually, during the time of the drugging, when they
look
were putting
here.
It, I was there. I was
oh
there.
My goodness.
I was there. But so usually when I travel and I am staying like at a hostel or a local Airbnb, because I wanted to be immersed in the culture. And I'm usually traveling like where I know somebody that knows somebody in the area, at least. But Dominican Republic, I had no like lifelines. And so I chose an all-inclusive. And I went there And I made it a point to, like, if I felt awkward, like in public, to not be on my phone or to not, like, really try to distract myself. And that was almost, I wasn't doing meditation yet. So I remember, like, not having a lot of things to lean into. But that was the first time that I ever solo traveled, and it became my favorite. Like, just being with myself, not having to consider an itinerary, not having to consider anybody else, just being able to do whatever I wanted to do when I wanted to do it, even if it was nothing. That's when I really felt like, oh, wow, I really like being with myself. I really like who I – damn, I fuck with me.
The baddie.
Yeah. Like, damn, like, yeah, I like being around you, like being around myself, being with myself. So solo travel for me was like, it was a moment for me to like strengthen the relationship that I had with myself.
I love that.
Yeah, thank you.
My first solo travel probably was stateside. Okay. But my first international actually was
I want to hear about the stateside too.
Stateside, I believe. Yeah. I went to Charleston. I attempted to do solo travel often, and people would just interrupt me. And I'm like, I spend a lot of time with myself, so I love being that by Pisces myself. Energy. I love my own energy. It's so great. You don't have to navigate anybody else's emotions. You just get to be. And to her point, you get to do whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want to do it. That is just, it's an exhale. Yeah. It's so wonderful. Yeah. So I believe it was Charleston, and I did go by myself, but then people met me there. But my first truly, I would consider by myself, I'm going to do an international version of it, was when I went to Jamaica.
Okay.
People abandoned me. I was supposed to go with other people, and they abandoned me.
Only
and
one left remember, in a group chat.
I remember being so mad and salty about it because it was during New Year's. And I was like, dang, I was supposed to have people here. Now I'm here by myself for New Year's. It was a hotel that I'd already stayed at. So I felt comfortable to go back. I'm a little more, I would probably say I'm more of a, I would stay at a hotel solo traveler because you meet people. If you're like in an Airbnb or other than a hostel, I have stayed in hostels before. If you stay in a hostel, you can meet people, right. But an Airbnb feels too much like I can't meet people. I'm like by myself. I'm isolated. So I tend to prefer hotels, but I met somebody that I'm still friends with to this day when I stayed at that hotel and, in that solo travel. And I find that if you travel by yourself and you venture out into restaurants, or if you venture out into the hotel, bar or whatever, the beach, people will come up to you, especially if you don't distract yourself with your phone or anything of that sort. You'll meet people. And I love connecting with people and meeting people. So that's one of the reasons why I really love solo travel as well. You get to do your own thing, but then you meet new people.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think the last part of my, I say I think like it in my life, the last part of my bucket list for my 30th birthday was that for my birthday, I wanted to take that first class flight. And so I did the first class to the Dubai and Egypt. And that was my first time with the double decker plane, the Emirates. Like, it had the stairway, and I was on the plane crying because it was during the COVID time. And my best friend, I had never gotten him anything for his birthday. He's been my best friend for almost 15 years. And I just have never had the means to do things the way that I wanted to. And so I had never got him anything. I bought him a first class ticket with me for us to sit next to each other. And then he was my photographer for the trip, but we got separated because he had took his COVID test late. So like the requirements were different and we didn't know or whatever, but I was on the flight and the flight attendant was like, why are you crying? You okay? You okay? And I was like, no, my best friend is slim. I don't know what to do. We were supposed to have this experience and all this other stuff. She was like, we could still do that. Girl, she gave me some pound cake, some champagne, was taking my pictures on the flight. They had pound cake at the back of the plane. I still have these pictures in the back of the plane. She was like, it's a bar. I was like, I saw this. And yeah, I know I got all my travel experiences from TV or social media. And when I saw Sex and the City 2, on that flight that had that bar. And I said, you know, I searched high and low to find this flight. And, you know, I really wanted to experience it. She was like, and she was listening to me, girl. She was like, I understand. And because it was my first time, like, doing something like this. girl, we was at the back. She's like, here, take some pictures, girl. She got so much content and stuff. And I just wanted it for myself. Like, because I didn't even know anything like that existed. Why is there a upstairs on this plane? Why is there a bar? Like, it was so amazing. But for my birthday trip, I did a big solo trip and I went to the Maldives. I had the Maldives on my list as a couples trip. I thought that when I got, you know, find that one, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to go to Maldives, da, 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 da. And I was really on this, really trying to love myself and really find out what that was. And so I went on that trip and I did that by myself and I took myself to like dinner on the beach, like candlelight dinners, like every night. Cause when I went the first night, it was so good. And it was just so beautiful. And I was like, I want to kind of do this every night, to your point of doing whatever you want to do. You can do whatever you want. Like when you with somebody else, they're like, we ain't here yesterday. Shh. Like, I know. It was so good. Like, we ain't here yesterday, Samaya. So I love solo travel because you do get to do whatever it is you want to do. So before we move into the sex tip of today, I do have a couple more questions. What travel girl are you? In the group, you know, they got the one that wanted to do everything. They done planned out the whole excursions, full day. You got the other person that's like, don't talk to me. My kids is at home. I'm here to sleep and live here, you know, for a week. Do you want a party or is it just like the food? Like, what is your thing? Who is your travel personality?
I'm neutral. Okay. I'm cool. Like, what?
Everybody love you then.
What y'all want to do, what y'all not want to do. But I will, like, if I'm not in the right vibe or whatever, I will like sit something out. But I'm like, whatever y'all want to do, I'm going to do it. I'm down.
I'm outside.
Outside.
I'm doing excursions. I'm going to museums. I'm trying restaurants I saw online. I'm looking for a hiking trail. Like, I'm just trying to do something because I can lay. I'm not a lay around unless it is truly like if we go to the grill, I lay around in the grill because we go there a lot. Okay. But if I'm going somewhere new, I want to experience the place. I want to experience the food. I want to learn about their culture. Like when I went to, I went on a group travel trip to Barcelona in Ibiza, and I had no idea that Southern Spain, they're not Spanish, they're Catalan, and they speak Catalan. Okay. But I would have never learned that unless I went to the museum. I learned that Gothic art originated in that region. So what that's we know as goth comes from them. Okay. I love, like, I am a nerd. I love learning. I love history. So I'm trying to be at a museum. I'm trying to go on a tour to learn about the people. I love that kind of stuff.
So for me, I think I'm definitely the picky one on the trip, not on purpose, but because I do have a child. So like, half of my travel time has to be split between what am I going to do for myself and then what am I going to take my child to. So my trip by myself, and then I need the girls' trips, right? Like, so there has to be a balance. I usually have a small list of things I have to do in the location. Otherwise, I'm flexible. But also, I want some alone time, or I may not want to do every activity. I don't want a jam-packed day. I can do whatever our outing is for the day. It also can't take up my whole day because I want to sit and do nothing. That's very important to me. I am a Virgo moon. My mind is always going. Like, making time to do nothing is just as important to me as seeing the other stuff. And then I will step away from the group if there's something that was on my I have to do this list and they don't want to do it. I do not want anybody coming to do something with me that you don't want to do because you're going to fuck up the experience. You're going to, you ready to go? No. Or whatever. Like, and if it is a restaurant I want to eat at again, especially because I don't eat a lot of meat or whatever, I'm going to go and I'll meet you guys. Like, but I'm not going to go that far and do anything I don't want to do. Especially if it's already organized beforehand, because I'll say, I don't want to do that or whatever. I think I've only went on like one trip where someone was like, you know, you separated from the group. Well, I wanted to put my feet in the water with the little fish and y'all ain't want to do that. And I did not come all the way over here to not put my feet in the fish. Yeah, like they was like, they got that in Jamaica. Well, I never did it in Jamaica. So I'm in Thailand and I want the Thailand fish to eat my feet.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the thing. So it's just, I do go with how I feel. If I'm going with people, I want us to do stuff, but you got to understand, baby, I get tired. I get tired. I do. And, but also I think I'm a person that don't like doing quick turnarounds. If I'm doing a quick turnaround trip, which actually leads me to my last question, what's your go-to place? Like, that I know a lot of people are like, I want to go to somewhere new. There are a couple places that I will always go back to. Like, I just love the energy here. I don't know why. What are your places?
Ooh, so Number one is Jamaica.
Okay.
And I always stay at the same hotel when I go to Negril. Traveler, shout out to Traveler's Beach Resort.
Have you ever been to Hedo?
Yes, I have. Rawr. And had a wonderful time. Indeed. Okay. I've been a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? Now, Hedo is actually where I learned that I'm a little vanilla. Mm-hmm. Hedo is when I learned, oh no, friend, no, ma'am, sit this out. No. Yeah, so Hedo.
Did you stay on the nude side or the clothing side?
I've been on the nude side. I've been to the Playhouse. I got on stage, honey.
Okay.
I got made my little coins, my little Hedo coins. I got some. Okay. So, you know, I had to do something strange, but Hedo is actually what taught me that, no, ma'am, what you think you are in that realm, you are not. Mm-hmm. So just sit this out, okay?
I love Hedo.
But I would love to go to, I had a really good time in Morocco and a really good time in South Africa.
Okay.
So those are places that I would go back. But Bali, too. I got a lot of places.
Damn, when we talk about the silent, I was like, it's so funny that we're talking about silent, but when I was in Bali, I came oftentimes before our retreats, we stay after everybody leaves. Mm. And I'll oftentimes come a little bit earlier because there's things I want to experience. I wanted to stay in a treehouse in Ubud. Mm. So I came early and I didn't know that John Hardy, the jewelry designer, owned a hotel in Bali, and I stayed at his hotel. I found that out when I got there. They told me I stayed in a treehouse with the dome and the sound that like permeated through the dome. I stayed next to a river and it was like nonstop sound of water. Mm. So it's like the complete opposite. And it was so cathartic. I felt so relaxed. It was like amazing. Oh my God, y'all. Mm. It was amazing.
So
10 out of 10 recommend. I'm like, how can I recreate that? I want to recreate that experience here. Mm. Find somewhere in North Georgia with like near a river or something and create the sound. But it was all day, it's nonstop, coming. Just water sounds. It's oh my coming. God,
that is the next thing. I had to make a new bucket list for my new life, right?
Yes.
And my new bucket list is I want to buy land because I want people to be able to do retreats here. And so with my tiny home love, I'm going to expand it with like tiny homes. That way people can have the luxurious, but the minimalism and be like, where are we again? Like, and so just really bringing all my loves together. So it's,
I just feel like it's such coming. Crazy alignment right now. Now, somebody you don't even know, she's making that face. So first of all, I'm retiring in 5 years. And when I say retire, I mean no longer working to make money. Everything that I do is what I want to do. I have enough passive income to support my life. In my retirement, I will own a vineyard in South Africa and a vineyard here in Georgia. And next to the vineyard and the surrounding land, I intend to develop a small community. But one of the main things, and probably phase one of that small community, I want to open a postnatal retreat center.
Oh,
and on the vineyard, I have a farm. I want the food from the farm to support the postnatal retreat center, and likely along with the postnatal retreat center, a retreat center for Paradise and Vibe, obviously.
You might have to do that longer than 5 years, just in case I end up popping out another kid.
I feel you. I'm doing this with like, I don't have any. This is my plan, is to do this during my motherhood years. I think that is a great environment to bring a child up in.
I think so too. Yeah. Raise up a little Tarzan. But my baby out in the woods. I make it a point. Sometimes I'm like, what the hell do with anything? Mind your business. I'm talking to the universe.
Yeah, we manifest over here.
It is live. You're making it. You know, you're putting that footprint down. And so, but also I realized there's a lot of things I want to do. I don't have to do alone. There's going to be some overlap there. She's going to be in Africa, South Africa sometimes. She's going to need somebody here. So it's like these people that I'm meeting right now and like, you guys, I don't want to date the episode because who knows when it's coming out, probably a couple of weeks, but today is the first day of spring. Happy New Year.
Hey.
You know, and this year is, for me, I'm just so excited to meet more people. I'm so excited to be the new person that I am. Like, this is the first episode that I've done since last year because we bulk record. So you guys have been getting episodes every week, but those episodes were recorded in 2023 and just, you know, it's only one episode a week. So it takes time to come out. But this being the first episode for today is just so impactful. And I love the fact that I'm able to trust like the connections that I've made, like even with Medina, that I'm living the life that I have curated for myself. And I think that what traveling has taught me is that I used to think I wanted to just run away everywhere. But then I realized that I wanted to make a life that I don't need a vacation from. Mm-hmm. And that has what has allowed me to calm down and relax in my vacations, because I don't feel like I'm moving out of scarcity. I feel like this is where I live. I live on this earth, and I can travel and go to each place that I desire to. Mm-hmm. But also I live in a house and a life that's so, and I say house, I have the content house and the van, and it's sometimes difficult, but it is curated out of what I had when I had excess or when I had a different type of resources. And I just want to remind you guys, like, travel takes time. Leading up to all these things we've talked to takes time. But what you can do right now is make your life a vacation. Choose the nice thing. Like, I don't club and do all that stuff a lot because I would rather use my money for experiences. It's not to knock certain things. It's just think about what you really want versus always doing what you desire on the instant. And I know that's saying a lot coming from an Aries who's like very, oh, let's do it. But I've learned, like, what do I really want? Yeah. I'm so glad I remembered my childhood dreams of the van. Because that van has saved my life, like, right now in this moment. You know what I mean? And so it's like, what is it that you really want? Do not feel like your bucket list is too far in the future. Like, she's talking about retiring in 5 years. I completed my bucket list a year and a half ago. Like, I'm making a new one. Like, I hope this episode is just really telling you guys, like, there's so much beauty in travel and leisure and luxury and still healthy. And so I'm so excited to travel with y'all.
And not abandoning your dreams. We're all given things when we're little. And I think the world does an awesome job of trying to strip you of those things that you were sent here, that you knew that you, that whatever agreement you made with yourself before you got here to experience. And that I live my life where I'll check in and I'm like, what could little Cassandra be proud of big Cassandra? I ask myself that all the time, because little Cassandra knew, she knew that she didn't want to live an ordinary life. She knew that what everybody else was doing, yeah, that might be cool, but you do you. What's for you is for you. Don't forget that. If you, as a little child, said, I want to live in Jamaica. Ayana said years ago she wanted to live in Jamaica. She now gets to split her time between America and Jamaica. Little me always wanted to be wealthy and travel around the world. That is what I am saying true to little Cassandra. When I do the things that I want to do, little me always wanted to live fabulously. And I live my version of what a fabulous life is.
I love that for you.
Yes.
I love that.
I love that for you. I'm so impressed. Yes.
Impressed.
Yeah. I am. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I really am.
Thank you so much. I'm proud of you guys. Like, I'm so excited because I know that I come on here and I give the resources, right? And I've never traveled with you all, but this has been like one of the best interviews. And I rarely do an interview where I have not met the person yet. And so, again, so thankful for, like, my connections with people where they're like, I know who you are and I know who they are. This is great. But I've wanted to travel more and I don't want the party. I've done the party travel groups, and don't get me wrong, it's not knocking it. Beautiful, but I'm ready for, so I've elevated to a different person. And so I want something that's going to feed my soul when I go, and other people that want that same thing. So,
well, you know, speaking on feeding your soul, that's the theme for Fiji. We've also, this would be a good opportunity for us to let you know how Fiji is going to feed your soul. So Cassandra and I, we brought Elizabeth Gilbert to Tulum. We're bringing Elizabeth Gilbert back to Fiji. Do you guys, and if people are listening, they don't know who Elizabeth Gilbert is. She's the writer of Eat, Pray, Love.
Okay.
And then we're also bringing Kemi Nekvapil, who is an author and a TEDx speaker. And then I want to plug in Medina Monroe of Cocktails too. She's the one that brokered this friendship, this relationship. And also her energy, just being the host of Paradise and Vibe, she really knows how to formulate energy so that people that don't know each other feel instantly like you do. Yeah. Like, she's really good at,
she gets really good hugs.
Really good hugs. And we get a lot of questions about, like, solo travelers. Like, I'm going to be traveling by myself, you know, or guys will ask, you know, can we come? And Medina does a really, really good job of making people feel really comfortable and at home, like, instantly. Yeah. So we just bring the vibe.
100%. I think Medina is a great personality for that because, like, she gives all of herself when she's in a social setting. And I say she gives really great hugs because when you see her, she was telling me she read this book the Michelle Obama book, and she was like, when you hug somebody, like, give them a real hug. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when people are solo traveling and you might feel like you don't belong, like, a hug like that, or somebody that's really interested in, like, okay, that's what you like. Okay, hold on, let me, you know, that personality. So I think that just the energy you guys have created, like, I love that for you guys. And I'm so excited to travel with you guys. And I really hope, and I want to extend this and hold me accountable now. You guys keep talking about Tulum, but baby, we should have shot on Tulum today, but we got some more interviews today. But you have to come and do something in Atlanta, because I know that this is a community you guys are building, not just, oh, come out to this trip. Like, I'm pretty sure you guys have people that come back to repeat.
Honestly, the majority of, I would say, like, a good 50% of our attendees are repeat and referral people. Yeah. So it's like, once you join the tribe, it's like gang.
Yeah.
You jumped in and
they'll
jump out.
Look here. Atlanta, the space is open for you guys. So I would love for you guys to not only come back on the show, so we can, like, even give more details about, like, solo travel. And there's so many things to talk about. But and to have something here in Atlanta, so that way, I know you guys were talking about doing things that are local for in between time, and to, you know, foster that community more. So let's make sure that we connect, so that way you guys can do something in Tulum or shoot more things there. The point, when we made this content house, it was for creatives. It's a space for creatives built by a creative, and all the things that I've needed. Mm-hmm. And people are like, Smile, I want you to do a retreat or things like that. I don't know if that's in my ministry right at this moment, but there are people that it is. Mm-hmm. And instead of having to go over there and bring these cameras, and y'all can come right to Atlanta, right in Cascade, baby. Hey. Shoot about and have that vibe and have that thoroughness and that aesthetic that relates to a location you're going to. And it's like, are they there now? Like, no, that's Tulum right there. So I just, this was the vision, and I'm so grateful to be sitting in my manifestations as we speak, you know?
I love that.
So we're going to move on to the sex tip of the day, because I'm sure my producer is listening and cursing me out. Okay. She's like, baby, I know you're going over time. I know it. All right. So the sex tip of the day is to pay homage to Sexual Essentials, my first business, which was a business to help you create the sex life that you want. Mm-hmm. And I always pay homage with this podcast and save this little part. But today's sex tip of the day, I want to talk about a few things. Chime in where you want. Have you ever tried Bluetooth toys for long distance pleasure with a partner? What's your experience with the Mile High Club? Have you ever heard of, or have you ever had a sex in nature experience? So I want, you can chime in where you want to. Mm. I'll go first while you all think. For my 30th birthday, the last thing we talked about on that bucket list was that Mile High thing. And so I gave myself 30 orgasms for my 30th birthday. Well, every year for my birthday, I give myself that number of orgasms that day, right? So for my 30th birthday, I do 30, but I did it on a plane. I didn't do all 30 on the plane, but I did like 2 or 3 because it was my first time in a first class. I had planned everything. I had ordered my toys, baby. So I had a vibrator that plugs up like a USB drive to charge it. So I was able to charge it on the plane.
Okay.
And because, you know, you have your cocoon, because you're in the business in the first class now.
You got a curtain?
Girl, I had a door.
Oh, okay.
I had a door.
Real privacy.
And the seat, you know, for those flights turned into a bed.
Yeah.
So she handed me that cover, them lights went out when I tap. You talking about hearing the hum of electricity, baby. And I was, when I tell you, that was one of the most, three of the most exhilarating orgasms that I've.
Did the altitude have
gravity? I feel like the gravity was pulling on my girl, okay? Yeah. Gravity and coochie, that works.
Okay.
You know what it was? It was a pressure, like, have you ever masturbated standing up?
I have.
Almost always, if you are having trouble squirting, masturbate standing up. Because that's one of them ones that it come right out of you. Cassandra is slow blinking at me.
Alone. Wow.
Listen,
little Miss.
That's
thing
a great
over
term
there.
To use.
Little Miss thing over here. Shoot, them wheels are turning.
Look here. I'm gonna send you a link to a USB one, something that's real cute. Because, you know, when you travel over there to those countries, they went through and they found my glass dildo, and they was kind of aggressive with me after
that
they
was
found
judging
it.
You.
They was definitely judging, but it felt aggressive. Like, then you was tossing my bag. Bitch, you see that it's glass. Don't break my stuff.
You gonna shatter it.
My crystal dildo.
Yeah.
Jealous.
I have a question about this hum, though. Okay. Was it like a Rolls Royce hum or like a 98 Honda hum?
No, not 98 Honda.
Okay.
No, chill. Like, and it was to me lesser than a Honda. You know, you
so
gotta
loud,
watch it.
You ain't gonna hear it.
I was thinking that too, but if it was a 98.
When they walk by.
Yeah.
When they walk by.
It's a
98.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Real chill. Yeah. And you know, sometimes you got to watch it with the rose because it got that little hole in it. So then if you do start squirting it, go like you hear the little juicy sounds.
That would be so embarrassing on the podcast.
Girl, what they would be like, oh my goodness. What is she over there doing?
Miss but see,
you know what, when it comes to traveling though, because one time I had a really bad travel experience and I was so, like, I always travel with a vibrator in my book bag. Like, you know how you travel with your purse, mm-hmm. some drawers, a toothbrush. Like, I always also have a small vibrator in there. And I had a really bad, like, TSA experience. And so I had to masturbate in the bathroom. I've had a couple of masturbate.
It's stress release for you.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I wish we would have had more time to talk about vibrators. I wanted
we can come back.
Okay. Can I say something? Am I taking up
absolute time? No. So, come on, squirrel in your world.
Okay, so listen, I have been waiting to talk to somebody else about this, so I'm talking to you about it.
Okay,
and whoever is listening. So I used to use I started using vibrators at 17.
Okay.
And I used them religiously. Bought my first vibrator in college. Shout out to Albany State University.
So this is what you chopping off.
Shout out my aunt. Girl, stressed, honey. Girl, and I was not doing yoga or meditating, so I was, and that was a 98 Honda. That thing, you know, them old school things. Okay.
Very loud.
So, very loud. Okay.
The ones you got to plug into the wall like that.
No, it was one of those silver chrome bullets.
Oh, like a little bullet.
Yeah, you know, that thing had a hum on it. So I had gotten addicted to vibrators my entire, like from 17 to, let's see, 30 until I met my recent baby, okay. my recent husband. Let's just call it what it is. So
this is why people think you actually marry.
Girl,
people come up. Oh, I started. Girl, you know I embraced it. I'm embracing it.
You know what
I'm
I love about this conversation?
Girl.
We ain't talked about dating at all yet. So we know we got to come back because we're gonna do a dating one. So go ahead, tell us. About
I'm embracing it. I'm at this point. Okay. So I used to think, and this was something that I bonded with a couple of my friends over. I used to think that I could not have an orgasm without a vibrator, and When I was intimate, there was always a coupling of a vibrator. Like it had to be a vibrator in the situation, or I'm not gonna have an orgasm. Yeah. And then, honey,
met the what?
I did not know. See, I did not know. So, I entered in a new relationship. The person that I'm with now. And I always have this spiel, like when I enter a new relationship and we're going to get intimate, I'll let you know.
Listen, she coming too.
She's coming. Or you're not. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And so I know a lot of women, I've never had any issues with like a partner feeling a type of way, or at least they never voiced it. So, you know, typically, you know, doing our thing. And then, I noticed, like, I felt like I was getting like a little desensitized. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me just put myself on a little break. Let's just have a little break. And I took a break from my vibrator and I really started to focus in on me and my partner. And I was like, I wonder, is this vibrator distracting me? And so I am having the greatest or the strongest. And I used to not think I could squirt. Baby,
it's always a possibility. Baby, unless the doctor say, baby,
I am having the best sex, the best orgasms of my life.
I love that for you.
Of my life.
She is looking me dead in my eyes. She is like, bitch, of my life.
Of my sign, sealed, and delivered.
I love that for
you.
Yes. I want to piggyback on that. When we were in Tulum, the theme of our Tulum retreat.
Girl, I didn't know if you was talking about in the other room. And I was like, damn, what y'all did while I was getting my makeup done? Okay.
All right. Take a tour. I was
like, what y'all was whipping out? Okay.
None of that. In Tulum. In Tulum, the theme of our retreat was femininity, sensuality, sexuality. So Elizabeth, I want to talk about that experience because it was so wonderful. Mm-hmm. The main through line between all the different speakers that we had was intention. Mm-hmm. So to her point, she talked about separating herself from that. Mm-hmm. It's just moving into sex with intention. Whatever partner, whatever way you want to experience sex, it needs to be done with intention. We had somebody talking about sexuality. She was a therapist. It was amazing. Like a set. What was she? Like a sex therapist or... Mm-hmm.
You could call her
a sex therapist.
Yeah,
you call basically.
Her
a sex therapist.
Yeah.
She talked a lot about the intentionality of sex, how you can, I understand from reading Think and Grow Rich years ago about sexual transmutation.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's masturbation and manifestation is how we got here.
That's what she talked about. She talked about, she talked about sex magic. But also she talked about how you can wheel all sorts of things. You can wheel your future children through sex practices with your partner before, way before the child comes.
Heal trauma.
Mm-hmm. All sorts of amazing things. Mm. But the main thing is intention as well as boundaries for invitation.
Absolutely.
I loved the boundaries for invitation conversation that we had because oftentimes people talk about boundaries as a way to keep people out. But no, you set up boundaries to invite people to experience you.
Love that.
And yes. I was like, oh, so what you just said just made me think about the experience in Tulum and how we talked about intention. And it just sounds like you entered into sex with a certain intention, a different intention.
Mm-hmm. And it showed up for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Focus.
I want to do one. It's so crazy. So I don't know if you guys have heard of Good Moms, Bad Choices, but we definitely got to talk to them because y'all, they do a retreat. And so like y'all even doing a mashup, on a podcast episode would be beautiful. I'm going on, I'm doing their live show on Thursday. So shout out to them. Oh, I don't know when y'all going to hear this. But Will Small Girls, Good Moms, Bad, yes, on Thursday. So you should come to the show. I'm going to send you the link.
Okay.
Support Good Moms, Bad Choices. Love them. But they were the first person to hire me for a retreat, teaching because I do sex education. So like I teach a masturbation and manifestation class. I have my entire business is this entire business is funded by sex work. This entire business.
Wow.
And I take on the form of a sex educator. And so I teach hands-on. That's what I was known for, like hands-on demonstrations, like literally cocktails supporting me. Like that was the very first big podcast I went on and just teaching people how you can do. And not saying that something is wrong with squirting, but you always have access to something. You don't have access until you do. So there's nothing wrong with you. Some people are like, I didn't think I could squirt. What does that mean? Did you think you can't make $1 million? Like you don't, why are you capping this? Baby, you ain't no tree. You can move. Like it just,
you ain't
it
no
changes.
Tree. You can move.
Shout out to my girl Fee. She gave me that one. And so we teach like, so you guys make sure that you subscribe to the Patreon. That is where all my sex education, everything is because like now that
I'm
I do
subscribe,
this,
baby,
it's
I'm
over 300 classes, workshops, videos, everything. So like I actually do hands-on demonstrations. So like even the masturbation and squirting class, like to your point on intention, I had to do a demonstration on someone. I was fully clothed. They were, you know, and it's, but I was showing them because people were like, it's not working for me. You are not doing what I told you to do. You're skipping to where you think you're supposed to be. Take the damn class. Like, don't piss me off because now I had had this woman donate her coochie to science so I can prove that it's about what it's about. So now y'all see her squirting everywhere and everything else. Y'all like, let me go take my class. You've been had this class. But you're not doing, you're skipping to this and you can't do that. To your point about desensitization, you probably got a preference. You know, and when you're using something for stress relief, that's different. When I use, if I'm going to use my partner for stress relief, I'm going to make sure I get their consent because I'm not going to use you to masturbate. Mm. If I say, I just need you to give me this, then, and you say yes to that, then I'm going to enjoy that. But if you say you don't want to do that, then I'm going to masturbate, but I'm not going to take away from your experience because I simply want something without including you in it. So just being able to. Being able to decipher which experience is what, and also stop putting your goddamn vibrator on turbojet. Like, it's pushing past your traumas, your issues, your everything else. And you're like, oh, ain't nothing wrong with my coochie, da 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 da. It takes 18 to 40 minutes to properly get the blood flow. But because you can orgasm quicker than that, you think that that's the definition of your sexual experience. And that's not true. 18 to 40 minutes means, are you going to eat that chicken and stay in the oven for 5 minutes? No, you're going to probably want it in there for about 18 to 40 minutes. Just because you can don't mean that you should. And so giving your body enough time to expand and fill with blood and all those other things means that the orgasm is going to be more powerful. So turning the intensity down and learning how to sit in pleasure, because orgasm is the release, not the pleasure. Sitting there and feeling, the vibration, that is the pleasure. And a lot of y'all can't sit with yourself, so I know damn well you can't sit in pleasure.
Ooh.
Don't piss me off now.
So I was just so many gems. I want to piss you off because I want gems. No, piss like, somebody off.
You've been trying to poke the bear.
Piss somebody off, girl.
So it's just, it's one of those things that just travel being yourself, all the things. We got to come back. We got to come back and do this.
So I just want to talk to you about sex.
I have a whole nother show that's just for sex called Just Another Sex Podcast. This one is called Not Just Another Sex Podcast, but my bonus show is called Just Another Sex Podcast. And we just talk about sex topics and all things. So now we locked in. Shout out to Medina. And so we're going to exchange some numbers. Yes. But so I don't get cursed out on the back end. Let me just go ahead and move on to the spiritual tip of the day. The spiritual tip of the day, very similar to the adult tip of the day, is because spirituality can be very intimidating. And a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, witchy bitches and all this other stuff. Baby, the universe is inside of you. I'm just trying to give you the help and the connection so you can get to what other people are trying to get. When you listen to every successful person, when you listen to these people that have gotten so far, there are so many things that are in common. The way they love themselves, the routine. What I know is I don't need to recreate the wheel. Clearly, meditating work. Everybody told me this is the key. Let me just spend some time figuring out how to figure it out. Because I know everybody ain't lying. They say that yoga does all this other stuff. Do I understand why? No, but I know everybody ain't lying. Like they say astrology is so strong that millionaires don't use it, but billionaires do. Like let me, I may not know why, but I believe it. And so this segment is to give you like 5 minutes on something on spirituality to help you say, okay, let me take what she just said. Go look it up for myself that applies to me. And then now you learn a little bit more about you and you also understand how to work with your intuition, especially if you're a woman, but fellas, for you too. So today's spiritual tip of the day is an astrology tip. And so we're going to talk about the ninth house. So because you got, I always got to curate an experience for the guests, because you guys are here for travel and leisure, we're going to talk about the ninth house. So the way that you can pull your chart is by going to like cafeastrology.com, put in your birthday, time of birth, if you have it, and the location. And your rising sign is going to be the first house in your chart. We're going to go down to the ninth one. Okay. So your ninth house governs religion, philosophy, and journeys. This is the house of a higher mind and belief. It represents how you perceive the world, as well as long distance travel and higher learning. That is what that house represents. I found a new astrologist, you guys, that I've been obsessing over some of her work, and I actually got a solar return reading from her. So shout out to the Astro Lotus. I'm going to drop her link below because she did an amazing job on my birth chart for this year. So like you have your birth chart from when you're born, right? But you can run your birthday and it basically tells you what is astrology for you specifically for this year. Because, you know, things move around. It takes some things like for the sun, it takes a year to come back. That's why your birthday once a year, not twice. And different things like that. So this year in my ninth house, my ninth house originally when born, my ninth house is in Aries and I'm also Aries. So that means my sun is in my ninth house of travel and everything else. And so when we think about Aries, it's the first sign of the zodiac, which means it's very childish. Y'all know I am. I love y'all too. And so it also wants to move around. It doesn't like to get bored and it likes what it likes and it doesn't what it doesn't. And that is absolutely how I am with travel and just so inquisitive and things like that. But this year, because of just how long it takes things to travel through. My ninth house is in Capricorn this year. And so the Astro Lotus wrote, the Capricorn house of your chart is the one you take the most seriously and is often where you aim to be an expert. As mentioned earlier, you're in a ninth house perfection year. So this is an important area for you. Saturn's placement in the chart indicates that you're going to be connecting to new communities and people who are more supportive and aid in your personal growth. And I loved this reading because that is exactly what I'm going through at this very moment. Me accepting and switching from expectation to appreciation when it comes to Charlie. That's the name of the van, Charlie. Follow the van page, y'all, if y'all want to follow my little experiences, the Charlie Van Cafe. But, you know, just really accepting Charlie and understanding like this is my manifestations in real life. And so I was like, you know, how the hell am I supposed to be traveling? And because my resources are switched around right now when it comes to money, a monetary resources, it's not the same as what it's used to being. You know, I've put it all here, but my resources in people and freedom have went up. I have all these people now that are doing this or like, hey, Samaya, well, actually you can come teach this. And then boom, that trip paid for. You know what I'm saying? Like the universe has made space for me if I'm willing to accept it and to see it. Right. And so like with the van, I was like, how am I going to travel?
Samaya, just the gems. The gems.
thank you. The, but I just realized, like, what does that look like? It doesn't have to be the Grand Canyon every time I go, or all the way to Big Sur. Like, I'm in Georgia right now, Florida, Springs. Like, the first time, my first time scuba diving was in a spring in Florida, in the same city I lived in. Like, there are things there. There are national parks. And, you know, like, I look at the three states that surround us. I got Alabama, I got Tennessee, some of the most beautiful mountains in the world. And, you know, Georgia. And so it's like, this year says that I'm going to be traveling a lot. Are you going to accept it? Or are you going to be picky? You can start anything today. So like, if you're listening and you're like, how do I get started traveling? Find a lake in your neighborhood, figure out what national park is close to you, you know, and don't think that it has to be a certain way. I camp a majority of the time, baby. Get you a baby that can do both, because this face is beat. Shout out to Couture. But also, I got my camp clothes right outside. Like, it's, I do things the way I want to. Yes, I camp in Louis Vuitton earrings. I just be who the fuck you are. Like, at different parts. Like,
and you can put yourself on day retreats. Like, especially if you're a mother and you can't just really go like you want to go and you don't have the funds. You could take 24-hour period and, I don't know, call your mom, call your cousin, call auntie, call care.com, call somebody to watch your baby. Okay. And put yourself, go find you an Airbnb or a lodge and put yourself on a day retreat. Give yourself 24 hours of just you.
And even if you can't spend the night. Even if you can't just take the air. And I know that it can sound like a waste of money, but value is where you put it. Value is where you put it, and just how can you make it happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have, we have the tools to cultivate the very same experiences that we cultivate outside of the U.S. at home by ourselves. North Georgia has hundreds of wineries. That it's also the base of the Appalachian Mountains, where people fly into Georgia to hike that mountain.
Yeah.
So go up there, hike. You can go to a certain point in Georgia where you can see all three states, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Georgia. And it's a really high peak. You can be in all those places. We've got waterfalls here. We've got whitewater rafting here. We've got zip lining here.
The Cascade Reserve, literally 5 minutes from my house.
I hike there all the time, girl. All the time. Literally. There's ways. The Jeju Spa. Or
girl, that's spa where land. I be living, okay?
You know, there's spa like experiences that you can have. Spa,
I be up
late. Oh, yeah, spa land is new.
Trust me. I be up late, and so I heard they close at 10. And so I've got to work around it. But I know I got to go. But I'm so excited. And I'm just going ahead and putting it out there now. You guys are definitely going to come back. And I would love for us to even curate a workshop where people can design their own solo trip. So, like, if you need some help doing your first solo travel, the house is open bar. So whatever you guys have here would, you know, like, you guys, luxury is built into our lives. And it's balance. It's balance, baby. Because when I work in luxury and here and I give it away. I give it away. So please do not let your judgments of yourself or what other people might say make you feel like, oh, well, if I can't afford this, I shouldn't be doing this. You can use your resources however you desire, and do not be afraid to shuffle them around. So shout out to the Astro Lotus for my solar return chart. It was so good, you guys. Like, it comes in a written form. So I'm a reader. I'm a nerd like you. Like, I'm a reader. So I need it on print because, like, my mind just keeps going. And she gave me, like, a full printout. And also now it's, like, my little cheat sheet, because she also got each house on there, like, what they use. And so it was – I've never had a solar return chart done. So shout out to her. I'm going to put her link below. Working on developing that relationship. I know y'all been asking me about a new astrologist. So I've been working on that, as you guys asked. But – before we go, please tell the folks where they can find your personal page and the travel page. And please, you guys, please make sure that you follow them for a multitude of things. And, you know, I'm going to figure out when I'm about to come teach some.
Trip.
I'm sitting here thinking already. Our mind goes. I'm like, sex and manifestation, 100%. Ooh, I'm getting a couple. Sex and manifestation.
Hello.
Immediately. I'm like, that is a workshop we have to do in collaboration.
Absolutely. I created my first $1 million business off of masturbating for 27 days. And it lasted, it got to, and it's still alive. Don't get me wrong, but it's not the same way. But 27 days of masturbating with a clear quartz yoni egg and my what I wanted to see, and every single thing on that list came to fruition. And so we're going to definitely talk about the science of that. Also, you guys, I know that I'm redoing all of my classes and things. So you are like, wait, where do I get some of this stuff? On the Patreon the masturbation and manifestation class is there. It's older. I'm reshooting everything now in this new space. So give me time. But also all three of the master classes, masturbation and squirting 101, dick riding 101, and mouth masterclass. You can get all three of those classes in one bundle. And I believe it's like 50% off still. It's literally sitting in the link below wherever you're listening to this. It's just the last going away sale, because once I re-record it, I'm going to, you know, put those classes on Patreon or something. So like, everything that I've ever done when it comes to sex work is there. So that's also how you support me. That's how we support the creatives that are filming the show, that have given their time, and how we, when we work with creatives and we're like, hey, it's open bar, don't worry about this, we can work with this. That is how we do it. I use my money for you guys. So you guys, this show is absolutely free to you. Share something, repost something, or subscribe. That really does help, like for real. So
why 27 days?
It just happened to be.
Okay.
It took 20, I did a little bit every day for 27 days. Valentine's Day. When my business started, it was Valentine's Day. And that energy was actually in the business. So it's always been a push, but I actually ended up changing the launch date, because my business came out as an Aquarius. It was too different. I needed some structure. So I closed down for like 30 days once and rebirthed it, and it gave it a new astrology even energy.
Even the intention. You know, I reached out to you last year about the new project I want to work on. I delayed it because May is a month of master manifestation for me. So my goal is to launch that show in May. So
that's
girl.
Come on. People come to this house and they don't leave. They don't leave. They're like, okay, I love it here. This is a space made for creatives by creatives. We have not advertised once. We have not, and I know you're probably like, well, bitch, you get out there van if you advertise.
Nobody's saying that.
You know what? Get me together.
Nobody's
saying that.
Nobody's thinking that, or said you.
I thought that.
Nobody.
My therapist get me together all the time. Whatever you think people thinking is what you think.
That's real. I've been working on, so my new 30-day journey has been working on how I talk to myself, and I've already seen so much. And even just me saying it, what I've realized is that more people have corrected me than I've ever asked for in my life, because I told the universe, please help me to change how I talk to myself. I do love me. I do love me. Don't, you know, I appreciate everything that my body, this life does for me. But some of these things are habits. And now I'm around people and they're like, don't say that. People that don't even know that I told myself that. But it's just like, if you put it out there, it will come back to you. So thank you for getting me together on that. But I will say that I have not, in the midst of building this the way that I see it coming to fruition, we haven't advertised or done certain things because I don't want to offer something that's not completely finished. But word of mouth, recommendation, coming in, we've kept the lights on. The Patreon has kept the lights on, literally just from the energy that's here, because it's a space made for creators by creators. And every time we try to put somebody here that's not supposed to be here, that's not really a creative, an entrepreneur, somebody that's really trying to start something with the same energy and respect and understand what's going on, it never works. And the people that are supposed to be here every time, we make something beautiful every single time. I just feel so great.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Wait, yeah, please, plug the plug. All right, now look at this camera. Your producer over there. She like, girl, hold on now. So, yes. So please look dead at this camera and tell us where we can find you, how we can support you, and the next trips, so that way we can mark our calendars with the dates, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to make sure this comes out in like a couple weeks.
So. Okay. You can follow us on Instagram, Paradise and Vibe. Our website is paradiseandvibe.com. It's spelled just like you think it is. We didn't get fancy with the naming. And for the next 2024, our retreats are Fiji in July with Elizabeth Gilbert and Kimmy Nekfapil. Then we have Iceland. We're going to go see the Northern Lights. Cassandra reminded all of us a few days ago that this year is supposed to be the strongest geothermal activity.
You know, the volcano just went off yesterday or the day before. The resort that everybody goes to for the Blue Lagoon thing, Blue Lagoon. It burnt down. I just sent it to my friend last night. Girl, it just that, I think it just burnt down last night. No, like people need to know this though. Like so now we're gonna make so now they're probably gonna pick.
They got about 500. I went to Iceland already.
They got another. She said, baby, we're gonna be moving around that lava.
No, because it's cool, but we could go to like
yeah. But you know, a little volcanic ash is good for your skin.
That's just they come anyway.
But no, seriously, that's how literally learning about these locations. Like they have when you go into these hot. Steam springs. Like, how do you think it's getting hot? Like, the volcanoes be active in these places. And nobody even got hurt, thank God.
I hiked an active volcano in Bali.
Let me tell you, it said beginner on there. It is not.
It is not.
It is not.
That's
not.
Why I laid in that bed and was like, y'all have fun.
it was delicious. Okay, so back to three trees. Okay, Iceland, and then we're going to finish.
Iceland
in November, and then Costa Rica is going to be a pure hot yoga retreat.
Over New Year's,
yes.
I tried shrooms for the first time in Costa Rica, and it was the most euphoric experience of my life.
I've got a funny story about shrooms. So whenever shrooms is not, so a lot of people when people think that they're doing shrooms, they think like it's the shrooms or even ayahuasca shrooms, any type of hallucinogenic. People think that it's the hallucinogenic, the chemicals in the compound that allows you to either see yourself or see through your proposed reality, but it's not that. The compound in a shroom, LSD, ayahuasca, whatever hallucinogen that you're doing, all that does is it drops your physically focused ego, your physically focused self, your physically focused consciousness so that you can see what reality really is. So it's not the thing that allows you to see. It's the thing that drops your physical nature for you to see how things really are. So whatever experience you have on ayahuasca or LSD or shrooms, it's
you can
like,
do it yourself.
You can do it. You can do it. You can do it through meditation.
If you allow yourself.
If you can allow yourself. Yeah, so it's not that. So a lot of people, it's not the thing. It's the same thing with marijuana. It's not the thing that does the thing. It's the component that gives you the access to your real self.
And I'd argue probably intention. Most people going into it have an intention to expand and open up. If you set that intention without that thing, you probably could expand and open up anyway.
You know, I've really been, and they're going to get more of this content. I know y'all like more healing. Yes. meditation. I had my first, I was talking about this on a solo with Samaya, and I had meditated for an hour for the first time. And not only did I fix the issue I was having internally, but I crossed over to a side of like pleasure and clarity where I was getting downloads. And like I've been, so now I'm addicted because, you know, baby, I'm trying to work in the morning. You know what I'm saying? These experiences are just everything, like really tap into everything quicker. And not quicker, but just like in alignment. Yeah. Everything don't have to take 4 years. Like every, no. Because sometimes you're fighting so much stuff. So now I just want to go when I'm supposed to be there. And I have been the wettest I have ever been in my motherfucking life. Like you, it's given slippery when wet. Like
it's open. Your channels are open.
I feel like we
should
put a danger sign, like right here, like
slip and fall risk.
Slip and fall risk. Uh-huh. Like you might slip and fall into your future. Okay, I'm dating this year, y'all. I just want y'all to know, putting it on camera. So you know, got some wet coochie waiting for you because I've been meditating and stuff, and it's really been helping. I just want them to know,
healed, holy, and.
So, because I'm more of a creamy girl. So I've never experienced these type of like dangerous conditions. So I've always been like mac and cheesy.
Yeah.
And not yeasty, mac and cheesy soundy, y'all know. And the wet has been different for me. Like, so I feel like I'm like a hot girl.
Yeah.
Cause like this would it be like having wet coochie.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Not creamy coochie. Like creamy coochie feel good, but like wet is a different.
It's a different vibration.
Yeah. Like I want both.
It's a different frequency. It's a different frequency. You know what I'm saying?
Frequency and coochie is crazy.
Listen. Cassandra, tell us who you are. Tell us where we can find you.
I'm Cassandra. You can find me at IMKASEII. She already plugged Paradise and Vibe, and I'll plug my real estate page, KDM_real estate.
Okay, beautiful.
Yes, servicing
beautiful.
The entire world. I just did a deal in Mexico.
I know that's right.
Yeah. So
okay.
You looking?
Well, when we get my land, when I'm gonna come to you so we can get this land because you'll know the energy and the vibes.
I'm working on a land deal right now. Yes, ma'am.
Really?
10 acres in Ellenwood. Yes, ma'am.
I ain't gonna put it on here because you know we ain't sharing everything until we get it. But I got something that I'm looking at, so we tell you about that in private.
Of
but
course.
Thank you guys so much for coming, for being patient with me. I was a little late, but
It was worth it.
It was so fun.
I'm so excited because like now we locked in and yes. I'm absolutely holding us accountable for doing something, putting something together and just making sure that you guys are available in more spaces and getting you guys on some other shows and just like let's do it. Yes. It's 2024. Bye. So happy new year to you guys. If you guys don't know, the energetic new year started. It starts with Aries season, the baby. So my time is coming. I'm appreciative of you guys. Thank you guys for holding it down for a whole year. Please make sure that you support by checking out all the links below. And please tell someone about this show. Tell someone. Just share it. Drop it in your group chat. If somebody's wanting to travel, anybody. That is how we grow. The show is absolutely free. You can watch it on YouTube. Make sure you get into these visuals. And you can listen to the audio all at your disposal. All I'm asking is that as I support you, you support me by telling someone else about the show. So I love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you. And I will talk to you guys soon.
To the vibe.
To the vibe.
Thank you so much for making it to the end of this episode. Thank you for keeping an open mind and joining me in creating a safe place for others to share their truth. Make sure that you're following Not Just Another Sex Podcast wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss our weekly episodes. But also, if you want to keep the conversation going, make sure that you follow us on Instagram, Not Just Another Sex Pod, as well as sexual.essentials. Don't forget to sign up to my Patreon. The link is in the description of this episode. Not only do you get access to my personal life through my close friends and things like that, but I also have almost 300 classes, workshops, private group chats, hands-on demonstrations, interviews, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want more from me, then that's absolutely where you need to be. If you would like to support this podcast, make sure that you rate and review, and make sure that you share this episode with your family and friends. I'll see you next week.